As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in, everybody. We are hopping on for a Memorial Day Monday night emergency podcast and show here at Heartland College Sports because it looks like the Big 12 Conference is ready for war. That's a direct quote from a Big 12 athletic director to Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports just today. So this is happening, and we are glad you are joining us here. As always, please make sure that you are subscribed. Make sure you like that video as we get it rolling here at Heartland College Sports. So SEC meetings getting underway. Memorial Day week. They're down in Florida. And Ross Dellinger writes a piece here headlined with college sports in limbo and key issues coming to a head. The spotlight is on the SEC. It's going to get heated. And the article, I mean, it's well done. Ross is one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game right now. Because as good as Pete Thamel is and some of the other guys, Ross Dellinger is not tied to an ESPN. It is very difficult, as great as Pete Thamel is, it's very hard to take him at 110% on everything because ESPN runs college football, right? So Ross Dellinger is more independent from that standpoint than a guy like Pete Thamel is. So this news comes down from Dellinger this week and or today, Monday, as of this conversation, and it was a blockbuster piece. And the go-to quote here from a Big 12 athletic director reads as follows. I guess we're going to war. Now, what is this in reference to? This is in reference to a year-long simmer of format negotiations for a future college football playoff. There exists serious pushback in the proposed format from not only the ACC and the Big 12, but also from Notre Dame, where the Big 10 and the SEC want what? They want four automatic bids in a 14 or 16 team playoff. And it's totally ludicrous. But this is what they've wanted. They are going for the jugular. They don't care about what's good for the sport. They don't care about anybody but themselves. And they don't have an answer to any of it, which I will get to here momentarily. Okay? And let us know where you're watching and listening to the show from today. We appreciate you being here, as always, at Heartland College Sports. So the article goes on to note, in this street brawl from Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports, it is two SEC and Big Ten against at least four other conferences plus Notre Dame, the most valuable and independent college football program in America. During meetings last week in Los Angeles, Big Ten administrators solidified their support for the so-called 4-4-2-2-1 format. That's four SEC automatic qualifiers, four from the Big Ten, two from the ACC, two from the Big 12, one from the group of six, plus three at-large spots. This week, the SEC has a chance to do the same. And if they do that, one Big 12 AD is saying, I guess we're going to war. That's right. And the Big 12 should go to war over this. Now, the SEC and the Big 10 can basically, more or less starting next year, do whatever they want. The Big 12 has basically acquiesced, as has the ACC, on really having much say in how the playoff is structured from here on out. That is a damn shame, but it's a reality of the situation. The document grants format decision-making powers starting in 2026 to the SEC and the Big Ten. Now, if Notre Dame stays on the side of the Big 12 and the ACC and the rest of college football here, then we've got something. If Notre Dame defects to the Big Ten or the SEC, it could be over. A lot of this is contingent on Notre Dame staying in the corner with the Big 12 and the ACC. And I hope that Notre Dame does this. I really hope that Notre Dame, of all schools, sees what's in the best interest of this sport and doesn't go along with the BS and the propaganda that is coming out of the Big Ten and the SEC with these four automatic qualifiers. And they even want a safety net beyond that. Here's what's insane. They want a safety net with a 16-team playoff that has three at-larges, which you know they want every single one of. So they want to have these, like, play-in games, championship weekend, and then they want potentially losers or teams that get upset in these play-in games, championship weekend, to still get in as an at-large bid in this theoretical 16-team college football playoff. That's what they're going for. This is one big sham. I've warned you about it for months now, and when the Big 12 agreed to expand or change up the format here for this year's playoff, which is straight seeding, I said there's got to be a reason that Brett Yormark's trying to play nice. Because he's got to know that these two conferences are just eventually going to try to run roughshod over you. And I'm not sure exactly what his strategy is, but I can tell you right now, there is clear frustration from Big 12 HQ on how these SEC meetings are kicking off and the approach that Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, appears to be taking here. And I'm glad that the Big 12 is not going to just go along to get along, because this is the last opportunity to have some type of equity in the betterment of the sport of college football. And not equity like equal outcomes. I'm talking about an equal playing field that benefits this sport that has made this for decades arguably the best sport in North America. The NFL obviously is king right now. We all understand that. But college football is better, just like the NFL is better, when teams like the Kansas City Chiefs can become a dynasty. Okay? The NFL is better because of how they try their absolute hardest to create an equal playing field. I'm a capitalism guy through and through. But in sports, a rising tide does lift all boats. Everybody gets richer. The SEC is going for the short-term payday. They're going for greed at the max level, and I guess they're entitled to do it, but the Big 12 should not go down without a fight. And that's what's got to happen here, all right? That's exactly what's got to happen here. And something else that happened on Sunday night, let me just make sure I get this to you on the show. This comes courtesy of Clark Williams, posting this on X, VP of Communications for the Big 12 Conference. Here's what he writes here. So if you didn't see it, Greg Sankey on Monday was asked about if he's considering what's best for the SEC and what's best for all of college football with a new playoff. And Greg Sankey said, quote, "I don't need lectures from others about what's good for the game. I don't lecture others about good of the game. I'm looking for ideas to move us forward." That was a direct quote from Greg Sankey. He also then went on to say, "I don't need lectures from others about the good of the game or coordinating press releases about the good of the game." He's apparently referencing what he thought were press releases from the Big 12 and the ACC in the wake of last week's straight seeding vote to go to a straight 1 through 12 this year in the playoff. But as Clark Williams notes here, and we shared it on X, you can find us there, just search Heartland College Sports. Clark Williams writes, "There was no press release from the Big 12, let alone a coordinated one with the ACC regarding straight seeding." So there was nothing. There was no there there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Greg Sankey is trying to play the victim, and if there's anybody who's not the victim in this whole story, it's Greg freaking Sankey. See, Greg Sankey can't answer that question. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, is incapable of answering the question of how his plans for the SEC improve the entire sport of college football. So he plays defense. He says, everyone's coming after me. I don't want to hear from these people. They think they're holier than thou. He can't answer it. So that is the angle the Big 12 must keep pursuing. The Big 12 has got to hammer home the point that the SEC does not care about the future of the sport of college football. And they can never give up on that point. Keep that foot on the pedal, hammer it home, and never give up. Because Greg Sankey has no answer on this. None whatsoever. And he won't. He will deflect. He will change the topic. He will say, I'm the real victim here. And he's full of it. And he has been for months on this deal. And this is the angle the Big 12 and the ACC and Notre Dame and the group of six can be capitalizing on right now. And they better get to it, and they better start this week while the SEC meetings are happening right now in Florida. They cannot wait another second. Because if they do, the sport is screwed. It is absolutely screwed. And I am just, I cannot believe that the SEC has taken this approach. Jason writes here, whew, I'm getting hot and heavy. Make college football great again. Thank you, Jason. I needed that, buddy. I needed it. Desert Devil, Petey's fired up. I am fired up. This is months of pent-up frustration with these clowns at the SEC. And I listen, for 11 years I've been doing this, defending this conference, calling out the SEC. It's what we've done. And it feels like it's coming to a head. And this may be a historically important week for the future of college football. And for the Big 12, now's the time to stand up. And frankly, I think smart national media people are starting to realize the shell game the SEC is trying to pull off here. And I hope like heck that a lot of these folks realize it, see it for what it is, stand up and say, you know what, this sport is not going to be better off if the SEC and the Big 10 just break off. They're not. Regionality's been destroyed. I hate that for the sport. Part of what makes it great. Recruiting's an absolute disaster right now. The portal's a joke. No one knows what's going on when it comes to NIL in a year from now, never mind, 10 years from now. The sport needs real, serious leadership. But step one is the Big 12, the ACC, Notre Dame, and the group of six standing together now. That's what's got to happen immediately. Now, the Big 12 also found itself in a tough spot here. This was a tough couple of days because the Big 12 did not get a regional host site in the NCAA baseball tournament for the first time in 17 years. TCU should have gotten one. TCU did not get one. The Big 12 got eight teams into the NCAA tournament on Monday, but none of them were hosting regionals. The SEC had eight regional hosts. This is the same problem in the college football playoff. It's becoming this way in college basketball. When you have these selection committees, guess what? The SEC in this climate is going to rule the day. That's the other reason we have to figure out how to get out of the business, especially in college football. It's almost impossible in college basketball, but in college football, we've got to get out of the business of having a selection committee do anything. I am done with committees. They are too biased. They are too SEC heavy. And that is not going to change anytime soon in any sport. The Big 12 got railroaded. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about this over the last 24 hours, a couple of days or so. And I give Jamie Plunkett credit over at Horned Frog Blitz. And he wrote a post on his Substack about this, about how the Big 12 got little media coverage compared to the SEC, the ACC, and the Big Ten. He looked up D1 baseball articles, and here's the breakdown. SEC had 19 articles. ACC had 15. Big Ten had 10. Big 12 had 5 articles written about it at D1 baseball. I think D1 baseball does a great job. I think that, you know, it's something that a lot of people are fans of, and I am. I think they do an overall solid job. But this is the same thing as football. This is why we exist at Heartland College Sports, because the Big 12 does not get enough coverage. Okay? So that's where we've got to find out a way beyond us and a couple others to make sure that the Big 12 is properly getting covered, because we saw them get hosed out of hosting a regional in the NCAA baseball tournament this week. And of course, TCU can't get a draw to go play an SEC school because they don't want to make the SEC look foolish if TCU were to come out of the regional. They don't want that to happen. So that's how we end up with the same old song and dance. And that's why, whether it's the NCAA baseball tournament where the Big 12's getting hosed, or the SEC meetings starting this week in Florida, and one Big 12 athletic director telling Ross Dellinger, "We are ready for war," the Big 12 has no choice. It has to be. And I just got done. It's so funny. Speaking of war, I just got done watching Pocahontas with my daughters. They're 6 and 4. And they're asking about war and why these two sides hate each other and the whole thing. And, you know, this is a Disney flick. I'm trying to explain it to them in the most kid-friendly way possible. But it's the same thing here. When you are being attacked, you have to defend yourself. And that's what I told her. I said both sides in Pocahontas felt like they were under attack, so they went to war, nearly went to war. It's the same thing here, except the only slight difference is the SEC is not really under attack. The SEC has been doing the forever attacking. And finally, it's time for their own survival for the Big 12 and the ACC and the others to stand up. And the linchpin to all this is Notre Dame standing strong with the betterment of college football and trying like heck to make sure that all these entities stay united around what is in the best interest of the sport for the next 100 years, not what is in the best interest of a few for the next 5 years. That's what's got to happen here. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you guys are here. Glad I had to hop on. I mean, you know, I always love hopping on with you guys, but I was just too fired up. Charlie asking, where can we get the hoodie? Charlie, I will link to the hoodie in the show notes, the Heartland College Sports hoodie in the show notes, after the show wraps up here. All right? We appreciate you guys. MC Gusto, why can't I give a super chat Mundo? I don't know what that means, but I like the sound of it. I like the sound of it. Ty says, all you do is whine and complain. Well, I suppose you can find SEC fanboys that will not whine and complain, but they will not tell you straight what is going on. We got you watching and listening tonight in Austin, Texas, Hennifer, Utah. We've got Pearland, Texas in the house, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Wichita, Kansas. We are grateful that you are all here. Jacob also wants a hoodie. Guys, the hoodie will be linked to in the bio of the show notes right after the show, so check it out there. And you know what we're doing starting this week? We're giving away merch to the best rating and review on the podcast on Apple, so please do go ahead and do that, and I will be shouting out your name with the nicest review from the last week and sending you merch from the Heartland College Sports Shop. Vineyard, Utah, also in the house. Good stuff. Thank you, guys. So grateful that you're here. And we will talk to you soon. It's going to be a fascinating week with these SEC meetings. Stay here. Subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the podcast. Thank you guys so much. This has the potential to be a huge stretch for the Big 12. And you know that we are going to have you covered. Have a great day. Go Big 12. And we'll talk to you soon at heartlandcollegesports.com. Hop on those forums. We'll see you there.